You asked me how I was feeling, and I told you actually that my kidneys were failing at that point in time. Now, what was your response?
I have two kidneys.
You took my breath away. Because you were just so immediate.
Yeah.
Without any thought. And I asked you, well, don't you think you should talk to Terry, your husband? And you said...
I don't remember exactly what I said, but I remember from the moment you said you were just starting to look for, or you had been looking for a donor. I can't remember how long, but you said you were looking for a donor. And I just remember that immediately, it was so easy because of the friendship we've had. It just seemed right from the beginning. So I know Terry made sure, as you had said too, you need to think about it. You need to think about it. And I did. And I think he just wanted to make sure I'd really thought about it. And I think it took a few days. And when he realized that how solid I felt about it. Yeah, he was right there, too.
I got a call from the hospital, transplant hospital, about 2 days later, Ochsner, and said that you had contacted them. They had sent you the stuff to do the testing up in Quincy, and by the end of the week, we knew you were a probable match, and you came down for a really horrible week of testing. Do you remember all that?
I do.
What were you thinking as they were prodding and sticking? And
I knew it was part of the process, although I hadn't known all the specifics. I know you told me quite a bit about different tests that there would be. It was just all exciting. It was an adventure. That's how I've described it since. It was our kidney adventure.
Our kidney adventure. Okay. So, you know, you were fabulously a match for me, which I was really thrilled about and just incredulous that you would do such a thing so quickly. We finally got to our surgery day on January 30th.
Friday,
January 30th. And we came out of surgery. And how'd you feel after surgery? How'd you handle those pain meds, Mary?
Terribly.
I was doing great. You were struggling down the hall.
I was struggling. I didn't. If I took the pain meds, I was nauseous. If I didn't take the pain meds, I hurt.
And I felt so bad for you because I was feeling really good.
But that was the whole idea.
I know. But you looked pretty sad.
Yeah. But I remember you saying that the doctor told you that the kidney was functioning
immediately.
Immediately.
There's a term in Yiddish. It's called beshert. It's your destiny or the person who's meant to be for you.
Oh.
And Mary, I really truly think that you're my beshert. You're the one who is meant to be. You're my destiny.
I think so, too. I didn't know that word. So, say it again for me.
Beshert.
Beshert.
So, you know, I lived my life and you were there. You were there a long time, but you were there at the right time. You know, obviously, I'm here today, though they tell you not to say that. But I am here today, and I'm healthy, and I'm in great shape. And not only do I have your kidney inside me, you are inside my heart.
Oh, and I love you, Amy.
I love you, and I think of you every day.